When you sit down, close your eyes to meditate. You want to be clear on your intention. The intention is to get the mind to settle down. It's going to require both insight and tranquility. The insight is into how the mind works, and the tranquility is trying to make it work in a way that's calm. So maintain that intention. Ask yourself as you gather around the breath, what are you doing? In the beginning, you want to focus most of your attention on the breath itself, but you have to maintain that intention to stay here. Otherwise, things go wandering off. You get lost. And you suddenly realize that you're miles away. What happened in the meantime? It requires that you pay attention as well. So be alert to what you're doing. Make up your mind you want to stay here. It's when you have an intention like this that you begin to see other intentions coming up. If you don't have a particular intention, you just sit down. Your mind wanders here, wanders there. It's like a boat on a river without any oars, without any anchor. It just drifts wherever the currents may take it. You have no sense of which currents are strong, which ones are weak. Because there's nothing solid to measure them against. But if you give yourself an anchor, then you can feel the currents pulling left, right, forward, back. That's when you see them more clearly. So give yourself that firm intention you want to stay here right now. Because the mind is driven by its intentions all the time. That's how we put together the present moment. As the Buddha says, we fabricate it out of the raw material from the past. And the verb fabricate is another word of saying we do something intentionally. And yet, all too often we're not really aware of what we're doing and why. Sometimes you do something and someone asks you, why did you do that? And you have to stop and think, well, why did I do that? You weren't paying attention because you didn't have a firm intention in mind. So do what you can to be solid in this intention. Sometimes you have to give yourself reasons for wanting to stay, which is perfectly fine. You get to know the mind and its ins and outs. What works, what doesn't work. And this is how the tranquility gives rise to more insight. And of course, then the insight, when it really hits home that you've been doing something that's really stupid, something that's really unskillful, and you're not benefiting from it at all, you drop it like a hot potato. The mind calms down. That's the tranquility that comes from insight. So the two work together. But for them to work together, you've got to maintain this strong intention that you do want to stay here and you want to see clearly what's going on in the mind. And that's how you make a difference. And this is what the practice is all about, making a difference. We're not just drifting along with the flow. We're trying to see what potentials are there in the mind that can lead to true happiness. They're there. Even beginning with something simple like the breath. As the Buddha said, you want to breathe in and out, sensitive to rapture, sensitive to pleasure. Well, where is the potential for rapture right now in your body? Where is the potential for pleasure? How do you maximize it? You learn that by keeping that question in mind and paying close attention to what you're doing. You begin to see that those potentials really are there. And from there, you find that there are other potentials that go deeper and deeper and get better and better results. But you're going to see these only as you make up your mind you really want to stay here. See clearly what's going on. The clear seeing requires that you be still. And the stillness requires that you see things clearly. So those two qualities work together. And you find there are a lot of interesting things going on in the present moment. Sometimes we sit here and see nothing seems to be happening. That's because you're not paying careful attention. So settle down and try to be as sensitive as possible as to what's going on. Because it's through your sensitivity that things open up.